Chapter 51. Spire Albion, Habel Landing, Ventilation Tunnels.
"It's just not natural," growled Felix to Grimm. "That's all I'm saying."
Grimm regarded askance the Verminositor walking on his left. "You can only give me a general idea of which section of tunnels your missing man had entered." He gestured to the small, utterly black cat who paced calmly a few steps ahead of Grimm. "It would seem that our companion has a more specific idea."
"Like as not, the little beast is leading us into a trap,"
Felix predicted.
"I certainly hope so. I'd like to think that we haven't brought all these weapons for nothing," Grimm said.
Grimm's crew walked behind him in a tight, purposeful group alongside the Verminositors' Guild of Habel Landing. The Verminositors were a hard-bitten, wiry bunch. Very few of them were of even middling stature, or heavy of build, but they were, men and women alike, made of rope and gristle, and they all bore scars as mute testimony of dangers faced and overcome in the past.
"You say the cat belongs to a guardsman?" Felix continued.
"This one, no," Grimm said, "but I dare say our guide is acquainted with Raoul."
At the mention of the name, the little cat looked back at them without slowing her pace, focusing her lambent green eyes on Grimm. He lifted his hand and signaled a halt, and the men clattered to a stop.
"This is as good a place as any to stop and get more information," Grimm said. "I take it that is correct, Miss Cat."
The cat stopped in her tracks and turned to face Grimm. She regarded Felix for a moment, interested, then looked back up at Grimm. She moved her head up and down in a slow, deliberate nod.
"He sent you to fetch us?" Grimm asked.
Again the cat nodded.
"Good," Grimm said. "Do you know exactly where the girls are being held?"
She nodded again, and after a moment she shook her head left and right.
"There," Felix said. "Now what's that supposed to mean?"
Grimm gave him a mild look.
"Apparently that I need to learn to speak cat."
He frowned and called,
"Benedict, can you understand them at all?"
The tall young warrior born shook his head.
"Barely more than a greeting and a few pleasantries. It's a complex language and takes years to learn."
At this, the little black cat looked pleased.
"Bother," Grimm said. "If we go storming in and start shooting up the place when we stumble over the enemy, we're as likely to shoot the girls in the confusion as we are the foe. I need more specific information. She obviously knows it, or knows it better than we do, at least."
Felix huffed out a thoughtful breath. Then he reached into his coat and withdrew a thick folded sheaf of paper. He began to unfold it and laid it out on the floor. Grimm peered at it. It was a map of Habel Landing, with ventilation and service tunnels marked in several different colours, evidently to represent their respective elevations.
"Here, beastie," Felix said. "Have a look at this."
He tapped a portion of the map with a thick forefinger.
"I know Moberly was working in this general section of the tunnels. Which one have the Aurorans taken?"
The cat prowled over to the map and regarded it with bright eyes. She tilted her head this way and that, pawed at its surface, sniffed it, walked over it, then sat down and just stared at Felix.
"What the bloody hell is that supposed to mean?"
Felix demanded of Grimm. "It's too abstract," Benedict said. "Maps are symbols, and she doesn't have the necessary experience she needs to understand one."
"Explain, please," Grimm asked.
Benedict moved a hand in a small, frustrated gesture.
"She doesn't experience the tunnels the way you do. She doesn't just see the tunnels. She navigates them by smell and sound as much as by sight.
Show her a picture that is a symbolic representation of visual dimensions alone, and it's confusing to her."
Felix shook his head.
"How do you know that?"
"Because it was confusing as hell to me when I was learning to read maps.
Benedict replied. It took me a while when I was young.
Felix growled. How hard is it to read a bloody map?
Grim pursed his lips and regarded the cat thoughtfully.
Perhaps we don't need her to read a map for us, he mused.
Perhaps we need her to draw one.
What?
Felix asked.
I need a piece of chalk, Grim said, and raised his voice. Who has some?
Skip!
Called Stern. The little man hefted his long gun onto his shoulder, dug in his pocket, and came out with a lump of chalk, which he tossed to Grim underhand. Grim caught it and turned to the cat.
Miss Cat, he said, if you're willing, perhaps we can work out exactly where we're going so that we can take the most appropriate steps to deal with the situation.
The cat regarded him intently and then nodded once.
Thank you, Grim said. I propose to have you pace out the length of the tunnels in question, relative to one another. Not at full length, of course. Perhaps one pace to every 30 you would take were you actually walking through them. I will follow you with the chalk and sketch the tunnels you show me on the floor.
Felix grunted.
Then we compare the sketch to the map.
Precisely, Grim said.
The cat seemed to consider the idea for a moment, then rose and turned away from Grim with an impatient little mrowl. She began walking, her head tilted at a bit of an angle, and Grim followed her, marking the spire stone floor with chalk. The little cat walked for several moments, and Grim followed her, hoping that he didn't look quite as preposterous as he felt, following the creature around on his hands and knees until she turned to face him and sat down once more. He rose, his wounded arm aching, and regarded the chalk lines.
Well, Felix?
The Verminositor lifted his map and peered at it, and then at the drawings on the floor.
I don't think that... No, wait a moment. This section, here. By God in heaven, look, it lines up well enough. She must have walked all around their perimeter. They're here, in the middle.
Grim regarded the portion of the map soberly.
Four ways in, four ways out.
Mrow, said the black cat and shook her head.
Grim arched an eyebrow and eyed her.
Less?
She nodded.
They've blockaded tunnels.
She nodded again. Which, please? Grim asked. The cat paced over to an intersection of chalk lines and pawed at the floor. Then at another.
This one and this one, Grim said, thumping a finger on the map. They cut down the approach to two tunnels and left themselves two ways out.
Your men take one, Felix suggested. We'll take the other.
Grim looked up and arched an eyebrow.
Down tunnels they've prepared to defend. We'd pay a heavy price and never get to the prisoners before they were killed.
What then? Felix demanded.
Their only chance is for us to get in fast and hard, find the prisoners and get out again before the enemy can react properly. We need to go in from a direction they do not expect.
He pursed his lips.
Coin toss may be the best we can hope for.
Mr. Stern.
I skip. The lean young officer came forward.
I trust that you brought the blasting charges we acquired from the Aurorans in Habel Morning.
Stern gave Grim a wide, hungry grin.